ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Continuing with the name Hari, the explanation that Hari is he who takes away. Continuing from yesterday evening's talk, which was interrupted because Hari, in the form of rain, took away our ability to, well, it made a lot of noise, took away our opportunity to speak without shouting due to the noise of the rain. Tapami aham aham varsham nigrinami utsujami cha. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I heat, I am the sun, in other words. Tapami aham aham varsham nigrinami. I withhold the rain. And I also cause the rain to appear. So it's all Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Everywhere there is Krishna. Nothing but Krishna. And if we think there's anything but Krishna, then Hari, he'll take away everything from us. The devotees like that because they only want to concentrate on Krishna. Yesterday I was speaking when I was interrupted by the rainfall. I was speaking how he shakes things up. When he takes things away, he often makes a paradigm shift in the whole situation that he's taking something away from. Now, Hari Vishnu, this is after all Vishnu Sahasranam, he's well known as the preserver in the Trimurti, the three forms, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Brahma creates, Vishnu preserves, and Shiva destroys the whole universe. And not only the whole universe, but even everything within the universe. The creative principle is overseen by Brahma. So someone invents something. The intelligence is given by Krishna, but Brahma, the overseer of the mode of passion, is involved in that. The idea, let me create something new, is in the mode of passion. Mahesh, he destroys here in South India. Especially the form of Nataraj, Lord Shiva, who by his dancing destroys the whole universe, is very well known. Especially in Tamil Nadu, there is the well-known temple at Chidambaram, Nataraj temple. And Vishnu is the preserver. Yoga kshemam vahami aham, Krishna says, ananyas chintiyanto mam yejanaf pariyupasate te shan nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahami aham. Krishna says, I preserve, or I bring whatever is required for persons to practice yoga, who are involved in the yoga of always thinking of me without deviation. So he preserves sometimes by destroying and starting anew. Sometimes it's required that for good government to go on, the government is changed. The principle of government goes on, but the faces in the government change. That's an example of how sometimes something has to be changed or taken away in order to perpetuate, in order to preserve. So there are many names that here in Vishnu Sahasranam, that he nourishes, he preserves, he protects, but he also takes away. in here in Vishu Sahasrana, we already have names like Bhagaha, one who destroys the good fortune of someone. Someone maybe have some good fortune. There are degrees of good fortune. We're sitting here on the balcony of the extension of the Purnayu Hospital in the hills of Kerala. And next door there is, I'm just seeing, looking to my left, there's the house of a fairly well-to-do man. There are three cars in there. For one family, it's a Hamdo Hamare Do family, looks like. Husband, wife, Muslims. Husband, wife, son and daughter. They have three cars, at least three cars park in their driveway. So that's pretty high standard of living for someone in India. Krishna gives it. Krishna will take it away. Bhagaha, who takes away wealth or good fortune. Shokanashana, he destroys the misery. So he takes away things that you may want and he takes away things that you don't want. Takes away your misery. Also, destroyer of misery. In the next verse, there's the name Kritagama, which means he who made the Vedas. They may say, well, what's that got to do with taking anything away? Well, again, by introducing the Vedas or reintroducing, he makes a big change in society by giving people this knowledge. Otherwise, people are in the darkness of ignorance. Later on, the names will come up. Darpaha. I just gave the name Darpaha Das to one devotee in Kuwait, who takes away pride. Dambho Darpo Bhimanascha. Krishna mentions Darpa, this smugness, as being a symptom of the demon. Krishna takes it away. Viraha kills the demons. So he takes them away from that body that they're in, that situation that they're in. So this Hari, it is one of the most famous names of Krishna. To take away something to be a thief, that is not a very laudable thing, but to take away someone's misery, their doubts, their sinful reactions, their bondage to material existence, that certainly is very great. And only Hari can do that. He's praised like this. Now, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives the meaning that he delights the minds of the residents of Vrindavan, especially the cowherders, the boys and the girls, the men and the women. He delights their mind, and not only them, but the demigods and all the devotees. He delights their mind means takes it away. Delight, rapture, means a very high state of bliss. So when one is so happy, you can't think of anything else. He's chitta-chora. Takes away our very consciousness. That's what we want. We want our consciousness to be completely absorbed in Him. So, in this regard, Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on the final Hare in the Maha Mantra, says, Agatya dukkha harta yo sarvesham rajavasinam Shri Radha Hari Charito Hari Sri Nanda Nandanaha. So Krishna, when he came to Vrindavan, returned to Vrindavan after being away, Nanda Nandana, the darling child of Nanda Maharaj, when he returned to Vrindavan after being away, he took away simply by doing so, he took away all the sufferings of the devotees who lived in Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan. Simply by going there, because their suffering was caused by his not being there. And especially, he took away the suffering of Sri Radha, because her suffering was the most, because she's the greatest devotee. And thus he is known as Hari. The gopis in this regard, just prior to the Rasa Leela, it is recorded about the gopis of Vrindavan, the young girls of Vrindavan, whose hearts were stolen by Krishna. They recognize this by saying that Chitam sukhena bhavata pahritam griheshu yannirvashatyuta karavapi griha krityai pado padang nachalatastava pada mulad yama katang rajangato karavama kimba. This is in response to Krishna's requesting the gopis to go back home after they'd come to meet him in the forest. They said, until today, our minds were absorbed in household affairs. It's a bit difficult to believe that the gopis' minds were absorbed in household affairs. Surely their minds are always absorbed in Krishna. But anyway, they say this, they don't always speak the truth to Krishna. In their loving affairs with Krishna, they may say so many things. Love is full of trickiness. That's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita from Ujjvala Nilamani. Ahariva gatam prema. That the movements of love are like those of a snake. A snake doesn't go very straight, wiggles from side to side. And also, a snake's a snake. Fearsome. So love can be fearsome also. So the gopi said, until today our minds were absorbed in household affairs, but you, speaking to Krishna, very easily stole away both our minds and our hands away from our housework. So if they're implying that if Krishna just stole their minds away from their housework, at least they could go on doing their domestic chores as a kind of machine-like formality. But he took not only their minds but their hands, and it's also implied took their feet away, because their feet took them away from their houses all the way into the forest, and they're standing in front of Krishna, who's telling them to go back home. And they say to him, now our feet won't move one step from your lotus feet. How can we go back to Vraja? What would we do there? So Krishna had stolen their minds, and their minds were telling their bodies, don't go back. Don't go back. Stay here with Krishna. Like a powerful magnet, Krishna had pulled them away from their homes. And they were speaking of their inability to return, just like iron filings are unable to go away from the powerful magnet. In the purport to this verse, it's written, Sri Krishna had blown into his flute, and the intoxicating music that had come out of its holes had stolen the minds of the young gopi girls. In the Krishna book, it is this prayer of the gopis is rendered by Srila Prabhupada thus. Dear Krishna, you are known as Hari. You destroy all the miseries of all living entities, specifically of those who have left their homes and family attachments and have completely taken to you. We have left our homes with the hope that we shall completely devote and dedicate our lives to your service. So Krishna is well known and well glorified as a great thief, and there are two prayers which I'll recite, which glorify Krishna as the greatest thief. There must be at least several more, but I have access to these. And anyway, there must be thousands, millions, billions, trillions of devotees who have glorified Krishna in various ways. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda, glorifying him as a thief. His thieving pastimes are among the sweetest and dearest. A thief is, a mundane thief is among the most despised people. But when Krishna steals, it becomes very, very dear to the devotees. So I'll read the Sanskrit of, and the, some kind of translation of Sri Choragra Ganya Purushashtakam, which is not known who wrote this. It's going back in time. We don't know when it was written. It's long, from our perspective, it's going back a long way in time. Of course, it's eternal, but eternal glorification of Krishna is eternal. Even if something is said about Krishna just now, that is eternally applicable, because Krishna is always Krishna in all three phases of time. So, and who's the author of this Sri Chauragra Ganya Purushashtakam? We don't know. Some great soul whose heart was stolen by Krishna. So the meaning of this Chaura is a thief. Agraganya means the foremost Purusha person. So this is a prayer glorifying Krishna as the biggest thief. Here we go. It's very simple to understand Sanskrit. Vraje prasiddham navanita chauram gompanga nagnam chadukula chauram aneka janmarchita papa chauram chauraga ganyam purusham namami. I offer respect to the foremost of all thieves, who is famous in Vraja, in Vrindavan, as a butter thief. Gopanganam chadukula chauram. He is famous as the thief of the gopis' clothes. Aneka janmarjita papa chauram, who steals away, so to speak, the sinful or the sins which have accumulated or been accrued over many, many lives. Shiradhikaya hridayasya chaurang navambuda shamala kanti chauram padashritanam cha samasta chauram choragaganyam purushang namami. Shiradhikaya hridayasya chauram. Very easy to understand. He is the thief who stole the heart of Sri Radha. Navambudu Shamala Kanti Choram. He stole the Shamala, the blackish Kanti, counter luster. What's luster? It's given here, luster. Of a new rain cloud. In other words, a new rain cloud looks very... new rain cloud means before it discharges its rain. Looks very attractive. But that bluish, blackish color, but Krishna has stolen that away. In other words, Krishna's bluish, blackish luster far exceeds that of a beautiful rain cloud's bluish, blackish cluster. Padashritanam cha samasta chauram. He takes away everything of those who take shelter in his lotus feet. takes away everything. Chauragraganyam purusham namami. Akinchani kritya padashritang ya karoti bhikshum pati gehahinam kinapyaho bhishana chor idrig dushtashutovana jagatrayepi. Those who give up everything for him and take shelter at his lotus feet, he causes them to become a homeless beggar wandering along the paths. Has such a terrible thief, such a terrible thief, I've never seen or heard of. He's never been seen or heard of in all the three worlds. So here's back to front praise of Krishna by saying, what a terrible thief. They're actually praising. The author is actually praising him. Yadiya namapi haratya shesham giri prasarana pipaparashin ascharya rupo nanu chaurari drig drishta shutovana maya kadapi. So the last line is similar to that of the last line of the previous verse. Just very briefly saying his name takes away huge sins, huge mountains of sin. What such an amazing kind of thief I never heard of or saw anywhere. Dhanang cha manang cha tatendriyani pranang cha hridva mama sarvameva palayase kutra dhritodya chaura tvam bhakta dam nasi maya nirudha. Oh, you thief! Now the author is directly addressing Krishna. You thief! Ah, thief! Chor, thief. You stole my wealth, my good name, my honor, my senses. You stole my very life. Where can you run? Now I've caught you with the rope of my devotion. I've tied you up. Chinatsi gaurang yamapasha bandham. Binatsi bhimam bhavapasha bandham. Chinatsi saravasya samasta bandham. Naivatmano bhakta kritang tu bandham. More things he takes away. He cuts the terrible noose of Yamaraja. That's good to have that taken away. He similarly severs the dreadful noose of material existence. You slash the material bondage of everyone, but there's one knot that you're not able to cut. No one but Krishna can cut the noose of Yamaraj. No one but Krishna can cut the noose of material existence. No one but Hari, Krishna, can cut the noose of material bondage. He's able to do so for everyone. But there's one rope that he can't cut, one knot that he can't cut, and that is the knot fastened by his own loving devotees who tie Krishna up. Then he's caught. They tie him up, pranayarasanaya, with the ropes of love. Manmanase tamasa rashi ghaure karagrihe dukamaye nibadha. Labhasva he chaura hare chiraya svachaurya dosho chitameva dandam. You're a big thief. Thief, thief, thief. You steal everything. Now, even though my heart is... Now I've imprisoned you. in my heart. My heart is not so nice because it's full of ignorance, but I'm going to keep you there. That's a good punishment for you. It's a, my prisoner should be thrown in a dark prison. So he says, my heart is very dark, so I'm keeping you in that prison. That's the right punishment for your offense, your crime of being a thief. Change. It's changed the meter here, so I'll have to change it to Kara Griheva. Let's see how it is. Doesn't show any break here. Kara Griheva Sasadahridaye Madhye Madhakti Pasha Jurdabandana Nishchala San. Tom Krishna He Pralaya Koti San Shatantare P. Sarvasvachaura Hridayana Himochayami. Opajati, that samsara dava nanalina kara grihe vasa sada hridaye madhye madhakti. No, I'm not getting it. Oh, Krishna, you've stolen everything of mine. But the noose of my devotion will be ever tight, and you will always reside in the prison house of my heart, because I will not release you for millions of eons. Here's another verse, another ashtakam, set of eight prayers in Sanskrit, glorifying Krishna as the thief. This is very simply called Chaurashtaka. Here we go. Ado baki pranam alaugha chauram balye prasiddham navanita chauram braje charantam chamrido hi chaurang charadipam krishnamaham namami. So you can see it's very similar in many respects to the other one, but there are some other things said also. So, starting off in Vrindavan, Krishna took away the life of Baki. Baki, you've heard of Bakasura. So his Baki means the sister, namely Putana. He started off by killing Putana. So that was the first thief, stealing away the life, his first of his thieving in Vrindavan. And by doing so, he also took away her sins. Balye prasiddham navanita chauram. He's very famous for, in his childhood, became famous as a bata thief. So the women of Vrindavan, if they saw that young boy Krishna around their house, they'd immediately, have to be careful, the bata thief is here. Now it's said here that when he, as a boy, he would run around and he stole the mud. Brings to mind that he ate the mud. He was charged by the cowherd boys as eating mud, so he's ate some mud. So he became known as a mud thief. We've heard of the butter thief and the heart thief, but the author of this prayer calls him a mud thief. So going on to verse 2. Vidhe surendrasya cha gauva chauram go gopa gopi jana chitta chauram Sri Radhikaya hridayasya chauram chauradipam krishnamaham namami. Vidhi means Brahma. Surendra generally or often refers to Indra, so he stole away the pride of both of them. Brahma thought he would steal from Krishna his cowherd boys and the calves. Being very proud, he thought he could do so. And Indra thought he would punish Krishna by sending torrents of rain to kill all his dear devotees in Vrindavan. But what ended up, Krishna, he stole away the pride of Brahma and Indra. That's what actually happened. He stole the heart, Chitta Chaura, well-known name, Chitta Chaura, the thief of the heart. He stole the hearts of the cows, the cowherd men, and the cowherd women. He stole the heart of Radhika. So, Charadipam Krishna Maham Namami. So, to the greatest of thieves, I offer my respectful obeisances, he says. Verse 3. Nagadhirajasya Vishasya Chauram Sri Surya Kanyakila Kashta Chauram Gopi Jana Gyana Dukula Chauram Choradipam Krishna Maham Namami. The king of the snakes, Krishna, stole away the poison. Talking about Kaliya Leela here. Then Sri Surya Kanya, who's Surya Kanya? Yamuna, the daughter of the sun, took away her difficulty or her distress by marrying her. In Vedic culture, it's understood that a young girl is always in a difficult situation as long as she's not married. So when she gets a good husband, that problem is solved. Krishna stole away the ignorance along with the clothes of the gopis. Now this could be said to, someone may say this is allegorical, that Krishna stole away the clothes, the gopis stole away their ignorance, but another way of looking at it is ajnana, he stole away their childhood innocence by stealing their clothes. Vatsa surade balamana chauram pitros tata bandana dukha chauram kubjarchana vyajamanoja chauram chauradhipam krishnam aham namami. My respects to Krishna, the greatest of thieves, who stole away the strength and the pride of Vatsasura and other such demons. He took away the distress of being imprisoned of his parents. This applies to Vasudeva and Devaki. He took away Kubjarchana Vyaja Manoja Choram. On the pretext of being worshipped by Kubja, the hunchback girl, he took away the distress that she had by mundane lust. It was mixed mundane, and because it was aimed at Krishna, so he purified that. Nisha charanam mata jiva chauram jivatmana kalmasha sangha chauram upasakanam chavipatti chauram chauradipam krishna maham namami. The nishacharas, people who stay up all night, which is another name for demoniac kind of people, he takes away their very life, kills them. Then the living beings whose lives are completely bound up with dirty things in the heart, lust, greed, so on, he takes away all the dirty things in the heart. Persons who worship him, he takes away all their dangers and difficulties. To that king of thieves, the greatest thief, I offer my respects. Suhrit sudamno hyadannatva chauram shokasya gadva vidurasya chauram krishna patakarshaka gaurva chauram chauradhipam krishna maham namami. His very intimate friend, Sudama, he took away from him. He stole from Sudama? Wait a minute, Sudama didn't have hardly anything to steal. He's famous as being incredibly poor. What did Krishna steal from him? Well, it's a back-to-front way of saying that Krishna gave him immense wealth. He stole away the poverty of Sudama. And he stole away the grief of Vidura. Vidura is feeling very unhappy that Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana are acting in such a bad way. But Krishna, by coming to his, especially by going to his house, personally visiting his house, Vidura became very happy. To Krishna, Krishna stole from Krishna. Krishna is a female name in this. It can refer to several people. In this case, refers to Draupadi, that rascal Dushasana, who was trying to steal her cloth from her very body. He stole away from Dushasana the pride. You can imagine Dushasana pulling the cloth, pulling. Should be a very easy thing for such a reputed warrior to disrobe a poor woman. But in front of the whole assembly, he had to give up in hopelessness. Thanks to Krishna, who took away his pride while protecting Krishna, which is a name for Draupadi, that greatest of thieves, Krishna. I offer my respect to him. Yudhe chapartasya vimoha chauram purastitanam chabalasya chauram dine chamaya balasurya chauram chauradipam Krishna maham namami. Arjuna, in the battle, was bewildered. This particularly means Krishna. Arjuna, well, another name for Arjuna is Krishna, because he's also blackish in bodily color. So Krishna stole away the bewilderment of Krishna, of Arjuna. That's very well known, as Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and in this way delivered Arjuna from ignorance. The persons who were standing in front of him on the battlefield, he took away all their strength. They got killed, all the ones in front of him. He stole the strength of the sun. What does that mean? Well, this is by his illusory power, he stole away Surya, the sun, from the sky. What does this mean? Well, Arjuna had taken a vow that if he does not kill Jayadratha before the sun sets, then Arjuna will voluntarily enter fire and give up his life. So it's a big story. But it looked like Arjuna was going to reach Jarasandha in time, but then suddenly the sun set. And it looked like it was all over for Arjuna. The Kauravas were very happy, the surviving Kaurava army. But Krishna told Arjuna, just sit on the chariot, we're charging forward. They went on and on forward. No one tried to stop them because they thought that by the rules of combat, when the sun sets, then the fighting finishes. They went on going, and just when they reached within bowshot of Jarasandha, then Krishna revealed the sun again. Krishna stole the sun from the sky and made an illusion that of sunset. So he's called the sun thief. Chitasya shilasya janasya chauram aneka janmarjita papa chauram dasyangatanang chasamasta chauram chauradipam Krishnam. Ahang namami. He steals the minds and good behavior of everyone. That's again a back to front compliment. Because someone who's fully dedicated to Krishna, they may not fulfill all their expected social duties because they're so much absorbed in serving Krishna. So he steals. In this way, it said, he steals away the good behavior as well as the very minds of people. And that line, same line as in the previous one we read, Aneka Janmarjita Papa Chauram. He takes away the sins accrued over many lives. Dasyangatanam, those persons who have brought their serving propensity, has gone away from this material world to his service. They've become completely pure devotees. What does he do to them? He takes everything away from them. This greatest of thieves, I offer my respects to him. Hare Krishna. May Lord Sri Hari steal away our hearts, our minds, our lives. Let it all be dedicated in his service. Hari Hari, Jai Hari. That is the end of this talk. So I've taken away much of your time and I won't continue more. Congratulations to all who have listened, who have a taste for hearing talks about Krishna. That is a great fortune. We can't expect that many people will like to hear about Krishna. But let us go on trying to propagate Krishna consciousness in this world so that many, 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 many people will be happily have their hearts stolen by Hari. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.